बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। आज रोशन है आज आदाब ओ एहतराम आपके सामने आज के बुजुर्गों व दोस्तों अजीज, अगर इजाजत दीजिए मैं सोफा काम रो चंद दिन पे इंग्लिशी शुरू करना, ताकि वो मेहमान मो इंग्लिशी सवाल पहन कर اگر جایی هم لازم باشه ترجمه صورت بگیره خب صورت برگیره. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear participants, I am very delighted to welcome all of you to this seminar on the international law of the sea that is organized by University of Khwarazm with the very precious presence of His Excellency Judge Jim Moong Park. I allow myself to open this program with a very brief presentation of our honorable guest, Judge Pike. Judge Pike has been judge of International Tribunal for Law of the Sea, it looks, since 2009. He is a currently member of the Special Chamber of the Tribunal in the dispute concerning the limitation of the maritime boundary between Ghana and Cuba. He serves also as arbitrator in the Arbitral Lexis in arbitration at the Permanent Court of Arbitration at Hague. He was Professor of International Law at Seoul National University in Korea, and was Dean of its Graduate School of International Studies, specialized in international law and organization, law of the sea, and international dispute settlement. Professor Park was Doctoral Fellow at the Hague Academy of International Law, Visiting Fellow at the Rand Corporation, Santa Monica and Borough Institution at Stanford University in USA, Visiting Professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies at USA, Guest Scholar at Max Planck Institute in Germany, and taught in various places in the world, especially in the Rhodes Academy of Ocean Law and Policy and the Summer Academy of Continental Shelf for Ireland, where we met, and International Maritime Law Institute. He was actually lecturer for the United Nations Audiovisual Library of International Law, and in 2015, Judge Park was elected to the Institut de Loi International. He is now president of Asian Society of International Law. That's why France probably is in Iran. And he received his LLB from Seoul National University, LLM from Columbia Law School, PhD in Law from Cambridge University, and written and edited over 100 articles and several books on different matters of international law. Your Excellency, now it's your turn to let me to welcome you on behalf of the President of University, Dr. Sokanullahi, who was very sorry to not be able to be present today in this session, and on behalf of Dean Dr. Khoeni and other professors and students of Faculty of Law, very particularly interested, I hope at least, in the law of the sea and its function in international law. Your Excellency, as Dr. Khoeni and my colleague presented you, the University of Khwarazm is the oldest university in Iran with more than 550 professors and 5 main departments, 15 colleges, 4 international institution and center in international law. So we are very happy to have you today with us, and I ask you very respectfully to have the floor. Thank you very much.
First of all, I want to express my deepest gratitude to Kazmi University for inviting me to talk about my tribunal, International Tribunal for the World to See. It is my first visit to Iran, and I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to visit your country. I will stay a few days and hope to meet with many Iranian professors, especially those who are giving me the international work. I do not know much about international legal studies in Iran, but I know that Iran was the first country, first Asian country, which appeared before International Court of Justice in 1951 and 52 in Anglo-Iranian oil company case. And I also know that Iran appeared more than any Asian countries before International Court of Justice. In fact, even now, Iran is taking United States to the International Court of Justice. I briefly talked with Professor Azari about this case. I wish you all the best in this very challenging case. So obviously, I'm glad to be here someone who has been studying international law for all my life. I'm glad to be here in Iran with many experience and many traditions in public international law. That being said, I want to talk about my tribunal. To talk about my tribunal, I have to start with the United Nations Convention on the Law of Sea, which entered into force in 1994. Unfortunately, Iran is not a party to this very important convention. Again, I talked briefly with Professor Azari about this. UN Convention on the Law of Sea, as you may know, is a comprehensive treaty dealing with every aspect of the ocean. It is currently accepted by 168 state parties, so it is more or less a universal treaty. And the convention is, as I mentioned, very comprehensive treaty with 320 articles and 9 annexes. This convention is a product of a long negotiation at the third UN Conference on the Law of Sea for more than 10 years. Eventually, the convention was adopted on the basis of very complicated compromise between interests of many different countries. Convention has a part on dispute settlement. In fact, this is part 15 of the convention dealing with any dispute arising under this convention. This dispute settlement provisions of the convention is very innovative. And in fact, plays a key role in maintaining this very complicated compromise this convention has achieved at the third UN Conference on the North Sea. I can't give you a detailed explanation about this dispute settlement system of the North Sea Convention, but what I can say is basically when dispute concerning interpretation or application of the convention arise, parties to such dispute can settle their dispute through negotiation or any means of their choice. However, when they are unable to do so, then any party to the dispute can refer this dispute to compulsory procedures in Part 15, Section 2. So this compulsory procedure provided for in the convention is very significant because the North Sea Convention is almost comprehensive. Then any dispute concerning interpretation or application of this convention, this comprehensive treaty, can be referred to compulsory procedure if parties cannot settle their dispute by amicable means of their choice. So this dispute settlement system of the convention is very strong dispute settlement with this